good Thursday morning to everyone. This is Melissa Rowe, and this is Audio Mo Day 3. Hope you guys are doing well, and I look forward to going to the computer in a little bit and hearing as many Audio Mos as I can. I'm here in the living room just relaxing with my pup. We were just watching TV, and so we're just kind of enjoying today. It's, you know, no, there's nothing really that we have planned today. It's more just kind of enjoy. I hurt my toe yesterday. It's pretty typical of me. I am prone to accidentally hurting myself. I have bad balance, and that's one of the biggest problems is I just can't seem to keep myself balanced, and so just kind of taking it easy today. So I hope everyone is doing well. And so today I had a really cool idea planned for Throwback Thursday, and it actually came to me yesterday. I didn't know what I was going to do for today. I knew I wanted to do something for yesterday for Zappa because it was Waggly Wednesday. And Zappa will definitely be a focus on June 18th when it's his birthday. I wasn't sure what I was going to do today until yesterday somebody contacted me and asked me if I could get a file for them that I had. And I had it backed up on another drive. And so I went to obtain this file, and I obtained it successfully. And as I was there, I went through some archives of old files. I mean, stuff we're talking like 2009. I mean, way back when. So then I went into 2010's files, and I found a bunch of voice recordings. And one of the recordings that I found was a recording of my husband's aunt. Now, I had done a recording for his birthday, and I'm not going to play that recording because that's extremely personal, and that's my husband's family. And it's just basically everybody saying something for Jeremy's birthday. You know, just happy birthday. I made a recording of everybody saying their happy birthdays, and you know, and his birthday's in December, so there's Christmas music in the background, and you know, so, you know, but his Aunt Ruth, who was in the recording, had died about, I'd say, 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. I know it was around Christmas time, and it was a pretty tough time, and that was the first time he had heard her voice since she died. I remember very, very vividly the night that Jeremy went to the hospital. I couldn't go with him because I was helping somebody else. I had a homework assignment to work on, and I also had to take care of my dog. He wasn't feeling very well. Poor Zappa has had a lot of those incidents, unfortunately. So that was the first time. Yesterday was the first day that he had heard his aunt's voice ever since her death. And he broke down, which understandably so. And, you know, as my kind of, I didn't intend for this to happen, but as my kind of theme for, I guess, the first few days of Audio Mo is to really appreciate life's sometimes silly or sometimes ordinary things. Because, and as we all have been coming out of this pandemic, all of us know all too well how close some of our relatives could have come. You know, there were people dying left and right from this virus. So I decided to find another file that was recorded in totally different circumstances, but that was very humorous and funny. And this is a recording of our friend Dale. So back in the day, and this was in 2010, more specifically April 4th, 2010. So I believe Audio Mo started in 2011. I mean, this is the 11th year, I believe. So this is just before Audio Mo. So we're going way back before the beginning of Audio Mo. Because rumors has it that this is the 11th year. So I would think, you know, 2011 to 2020, that's your 10 years plus, you know, 11 years, if I'm doing the math correctly. So I used to host an internet radio show. Now, back in the day, I knew very little to compared to what I know now about audio. So the quality of this file is not going to be the best. So we had a friend. I still consider him a friend, even though he's not with us. He met Jeremy at a training program, and he remained Jeremy's friend, you know, ever since. They've always been close. When we got married, he was the best man at our wedding. We got married on July 1st of 2006. Now, every anniversary, I try to do this tradition where I post our wedding day audio. I have done that once or twice during an audio mode, and even though it's July 1st, people are still kind of listening to the ending of the audio modes. People are still kind of wrapping things up, and I kind of post it because it's our anniversary, it's a tradition. So Dale has been a member, you know, just kind of like a member of the family, you know, ever since when we got married. He wasn't just Jeremy's friend, he was my friend. He was a great guy. He used to call into my shows, and he was a funny dude. Okay, so he was in his, you know, 50s, going through dialysis. He actually died of congestive heart failure back in 2016. I remember the day very well because I was about to take a math test, and we hadn't heard from Dale in almost a month. And maybe 2 weeks had gone by since we had heard from him. And I told Jeremy, the ironic thing is that he had already passed away, but they couldn't gain access to his phone. And the sad thing is I told Jeremy 2 weeks after we hadn't heard from Dale, because we used to talk to him at least every day or every other day. And I said, Jeremy, we should search the obituaries. And if we don't find his name, consider that a good thing. Well, it turned out they were having problems, you know, getting all of Dale's arrangements together, and he hadn't been in the obituary at the time, but he had already been dead. So it was the scariest thing. It was really scary that we had gone for a couple of weeks thinking, well, it's a good thing he's not dead, when he was. And it was just, he was there 1 minute, not the next. And he was the type of guy that, despite the diabetes, despite the lack of sight, despite the dialysis, despite the fact that he had a very hard life. I mean, when he lost his sight due to diabetes, his wife left him. He was a very lonely man. And despite all of that, he never ran out of jokes. Even some jokes he would tell repeatedly to new people. You couldn't go out to lunch with Dale without hearing him tell a joke to the waiter that he told you like 20 minutes ago. And you're like, oh, not again. And part of you would just groan internally like, Dale, really? Be serious. Aren't you ever serious? And he's like, no, I'm not serious. I'm Dale. You know, so one of the things when they allowed us to get up and say things, my husband was too devastated because that man practically, you know, Dale practically pulled him out of his sadness, and they were just such good friends. My husband was extremely, extremely devastated that he couldn't say anything. And so I stepped up and I represented the both of us. And one of the things that I said at Dale's funeral in 2016 is, I said, you know, I guess it's God's turn. You wanted Dale back so badly. Now you're going to have to tell him to be serious. And everyone, now here's the sad thing. This man, despite all the things that he's done, none of his family were there with him. His caregiver and her family, you know, because she had lived with him, were there. And maybe one or two of Dale's friends. His brother wasn't there. His parents obviously were dead. But his, you know, he had a brother, and they had a falling out, and the brother just never forgave him. And the fact that Jeremy and I showed up at the funeral, we were probably one of Dale's two or three friends that showed up. And it was very, very sad because he really had a good heart. And he, you know, he didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve an early death. But you know what? He was, you know, the one thing that Jeremy and I have to learn to carry with is that he was a good friend. He could drive you crazy. He could absolutely drive you crazy sometimes. But he was a good, good guy. And one of the things that he did, and that's why I tell you guys these so that you're completely prepared for the hilarity of it all. One of the things he used to do was when I would host my internet radio show, he would call and disguise himself as different voices. He would try to sound like Fred Flintstone. He would try to do the weirdest things. And so he would try to call and disguise his voice, and I knew very well it was him, but this is how he requested multiple songs. So, you know how, like, when you go to Costco and you see that one person coming back for free samples, and they keep coming and coming, and, oh, it's for my mom, oh, it's for my cousin, you know, but they keep coming, or there was even a commercial once where somebody kept coming into a store for free samples. And they would dress in different costumes. So that's one of the things that Dale did is he would try to disguise himself. And I thought yesterday when my husband just heard the somber voice of his aunt, you know, saying, I love you very much. Happy birthday. Instead of that, I found the file that made him laugh. And it was the file of Dale being a total goof nut and, you know, trying to take over my show and place a dozen requests. So I'm going to play that file for you, but I am going to warn you, it's about 5 minutes long. It is, you know, because he's trying to do all kinds of things. I'm hosting it on a headset mic, and back in 2010, what I know about audio, you know, was certainly not what I know now. So just bear with me. The quality of the file is not going to be the greatest, but I hope you guys enjoy it. It's going to drive you crazy, but you know what? He'll make you laugh and he'll make you think of, I really hope he makes you think of, you know, funny times, a funny loved one that you no longer have with you that sometimes drove you crazy, but now you kind of miss them. So without further ado, we're going to listen to a voice from the past.
Hello. There we go.
I'd like to hear something from Queens, please.
Excuse me, repeat that, sir?
I would like to hear something from Queens, please.
From Queen, okay. What song would you like to hear?
What do you have?
Oh, there's all different kinds. Another One Bites the Dust is one of them. Ugh, we've got tons of them. Give me a song.
What's the one from the movie?
The one from what movie?
Any movie.
Okay.
Another One Bites the Dust will be fine. And could you follow that with Madonna?
Let's see. We Will Rock You. You're My Best Friend. Somebody to Love, Killer Queen, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, Bohemian Rhapsody.
That's the one.
Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's with the disguising of your voice?
If you're going to record me, I'm not going to have my real voice on the line.
Okay. So do you wish to remain anonymous?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. All right. Thank you so much for requesting. You said you wanted to hear a song by Madonna?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. What song would you like to hear?
One that she sings.
Oh, my goodness. So what do you mean, one that she sings?
Oh, how about the one from the movie, A League of Their Own?
Excuse me? I'm more of a music buff than a movie buff, so can you just,
Oh, I don't know.
All right, well, we got Bohemian Rhapsody going for you, but what I want to know is, what song from Madonna did you want to hear? There's tons of them. Like a Virgin, Borderline, just name something, and I most likely have it.
Borderline sounds fine.
Borderline?
Yes, it's not the one I was thinking of, but that will be fine. Thank you. Mindy, is it?
Yes, it's Mindy.
Fred here.
Fred?
Fred.
Okay, Fred. I thought he said he wanted to remain anonymous.
At least I'm trying.
Wow.
To think
this guy
of
is
songs.
A trip.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Hello, and thank you for calling the queue online.
Yes, I'd like to hear that lovely song called Dust in the Wind by that group from the Midwest. Oh, yeah, Kansas.
Oh, my God. Dust in the Wind?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, we'll see if we can get it for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
I keep thinking of songs. I'll keep calling.
Okay. All right. I see what you're doing
here.
Bye.
Yep. That is Dale, guys. What do you think? Mindy used to be a DJ name that I used. I no longer use it. If I do ever host a radio show, I just go by Mel for Melissa. Because I prefer Mel way better than I prefer Melissa. I think Melissa's too common of a name. But I will never change my name. I will never change my name because as much as I kind of am not a fan of the name Melissa because it's just too common, I will never change my name because, and here's another beautiful story before I go. I used to have a pen pal when I was about 12, 13 years old. And this pen pal lived in Africa. His first letter he wrote to me, I got a little slip of paper in with the letter said that this friend was writing to me on behalf of my pen pal who was in the hospital suffering from malaria. This pen pal lived in Malawi, and when he finally got out of the hospital, he wrote back to me. I tried to write him another letter. It didn't make it to him. We lost touch. Nothing too serious. We lost touch, and then I'd say about 5-6 years ago, I got to thinking about him, and I never, ever forgot about him. I just was, you know, the years went on, and I'm like, you know what? It's social media. It's the age of social media. He's got to be somewhere. I Googled him and I couldn't find. I Facebooked him and I couldn't find him. There were a few men that shared his name, but they were not totally blind. They didn't have the circumstances he did that I remembered him growing up. They weren't in the same location. So I tried to Google him. And lo and behold, I found a paper that was written by him that he had submitted to, I believe it was a Blind Union of Africa. I'm not sure where he submitted it to, but he submitted it to somewhere and it contained his email address. So then I had, I guess, a huge conflict because, yes, his information was there. So I wasn't doing anything illegal, but I hadn't talked to him in probably a good 10 to 12 years. No, I'd say about maybe 15 years, because I was about 30 when this was happening. I'm 36 now. So, and so I thought, well, why don't I just email him? I don't know if he still has the same email address, because this paper was submitted somewhere around like 2009 or 11 or something. I don't remember exactly when, but it was submitted around that time. So I emailed him. And the next morning I get an email in my inbox and he's like, I can't believe you still remember me after all this time. I mean, he was so touched. And he got back to me and he said, I cannot believe that you actually cared enough to reach out to me after all these years. He was so enthralled by that. So we exchanged a few emails. Every once in a while, I do send him an email and say, hey, what's going on? He was actually in the U.S. at one point. He was staying in Minnesota and he got a SIM card and I talked to him on the phone once. That was really cool because I'd always wondered what his voice was like, and you know, just to be able to talk to him on the phone was really cool. And not too long after that, he sent me an email one day and he said, there's a 2-year-old little girl that is my friend's daughter that lives in Malawi, and I named her Melissa after you. And I was completely like, oh, that's so, like, I was touched and I was like, oh, that's a sweet gesture. And then maybe a few months later, I went to creative writing and one of the students, he was of African descent and very, very immersed in the culture. And I spoke to him and I said, you know, I know that the naming of the child is very significant in some cultures. And he says, yeah, it is, especially in Africa. And I talked to him and I said, so here's, you know, my story. And I basically shared him the same story I just shared about my friend. And he put down his book bag. He turned to me and he put a very light hand on my shoulder. And he said, don't ever take that lightly. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, when somebody names a child after you, they're naming him after the person they want this child to become. And he was so touched that I had gotten in touch with him and that I had cared, that he took that and he gave that child my name. It still touches me to this day. I don't think I can forget that. When I stood there in the middle of this hallway, you know, students were all around, we were waiting for class, and I didn't know whether I wanted to scream for joy or just to cry. It was just an amazing experience. And so definitely treasure your friends, keep them close. You've got loved ones. Whether you hear from them once in a blue moon or whether they drive you absolutely insane. And even if someone you haven't heard from in maybe 4 or 5 years, just give them a call, say hello, appreciate their company, because you never know when they could go away. It totally floored my husband and I. We tried. We didn't know that he was already gone. You know, maybe if we had called just a few more times more, maybe if we had reached out, but from what I heard, he passed in his sleep, and my husband and I miss him very, very much. So take your time to appreciate the ones you have around. So I listened to that file with a lot of fondness, and just so appreciative of the time that he was in our lives, even though he drove us nuts sometimes. I miss Dale. I miss all the ones we can't have with us, but you know what? We have the memories. And we can treasure those at least. Okay, that's going to do it for me today. I hope you guys are having an awesome day. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye.